Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. This is your final night. The Minnesota Vikings sweep Dawson Boyd 3-0, 25-11, 25-7, and 25-15. So the Vikings, they will move on, and they will play the winner of Canby. I'll find my paper here. I just lost my paper. And the Blackjacks are just breaking a huddle for the last time this year. Coach Haley Grintmacher had the Vikings huddled up. A lot of tears, as you can expect, for the Vikings as their season comes to an end. And Coach Haley Grintmacher thanking everyone in the stands, the Dawson Boyd fans here. Haley does a fantastic job. Blackjacks end their season 9-17 to end their season, and the Vikings improved to 28-3, and they will take on the winner of RCW and Wabasso. RCW and Wabasso on Tuesday, Halloween night at 5:30, and the other game will carry on Tuesday. The 7 o'clock game will feature the winner of McRae at Central Minnesota Christian tonight and Canby and Lakeview tonight. We'll have two volleyball matches for you right here on Q92 on Tuesday. Let's go through some of the stats here for Dawson Boyd. They were led by Reese Johnson. Reese had 8 kills and a block for Reese, and she led the Blackjacks in kills. For Minnesota, Sarah Green has had 4 kills off the bench. Bottleberg, 3. Ella Johnson led the Vikings in kills with 12 kills and 2 blocks. Liv Ferris had 9 kills. Kennedy had 9 kills and 2 blocks for Kennedy. So a big night for Minnesota as they continue on in the section tournament. I'm just trying to get some updates here. Canby now got a final here. Canby swept Lakeview tonight. Canby swept Lakeview 3-0, 25-14, 25-14, and 25-9. So Canby moves on, and Lakeview season comes to an end. And trying to find the RCW score, it cannot right now. Here comes Haley Fruin with me. And Haley Fruin and the Minnesota Vikings are going to visit. Can you hear me?
Gotcha, Paul.
All right, good. Thanks for coming up. I appreciate that. Well, nice win. Talk about the match tonight.
You know, tonight I thought offensively we swung aggressive, and I haven't seen the stats, but it felt pretty balanced. I thought Kennedy Arndt, Liv, and Ella all had really great matches at the net, and I thought we served really aggressive. We wanted to kind of take some of their middles out of the game. Dawson obviously does a great job serving, and I think that they do a great job blocking as well. So covering was going to be important tonight and spreading the ball around.
Yeah, Ella Johnson, I got her for 12 kills. They do a nice job of getting the ball to Ella, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And
yeah.
Kennedy.
Yep. Yeah, those two players have really played well in the last couple weeks, and both of our setters have really worked on setting their outside balls to help Ella and Eden and Liv out on the outside. So that's been great to see them come around here.
Yep. Isn't it an exciting section volleyball? Does that make you nervous?
A little bit of both, right? It's just a fun time of year, I'm sure, for everybody. A lot more strategizing, obviously, that has to go into each game. But, I mean, you've seen every opponent that you're going to play, more than likely. So it's just going to be tough volleyball, and it's just going to keep getting harder. You know, we have to come. I'm biased, but I think our section is one of the toughest in the state, so we have to show up every single night, and we have to be mentally prepared, and we have to do our homework before each game.
Yep, and you do a good job at that, let me tell you. The girls are really, they're hungry. They want to get back to the state. They want to win a section championship again, I would gather, huh?
Yeah, we're definitely just focused on really just, like, cleaning up the little things here and just getting better every single day, and hopefully that benefits us in the long run, but we need to continue to get better. Serve receive passing needs to get a lot better. We struggled with that a little bit tonight.
Yep. All right. Well, I tell you what, hey, I got to congratulate you on Coach of the Year in the Camden Conference. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks,
Am
Bob.
I allowed to say that? I'm good.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, how many times have you guys won the Camden Conference?
I don't know total. That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a lot. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I know my senior year it was 10 straight, but then there was a little break where, you know, Tracy won it a few years in a row there.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how many total now.
All right, what year did you graduate? Come on, share.
2007. Yep.
So, all right. And you're back.
And I'm back.
All right,
yep.
Good job. All right, good
Thanks,
job,
Paul.
Haley.
Thanks for covering
You bet. Love covering you
yes,
guys.
Yes, we've missed you.
All right, Haley Grittenmacher from the Blackjacks going to visit with me here. And, Haley, boy, I tell you what, you had the girls in a huddle there after the game, and I saw a lot of tears there. But, can you share with us what you said to the girls?
Yeah, I just told them that we came into this gym and we fought as hard as we could. We had a big game plan going into this week. We were very prepared. We practiced very well. And even Coach Bruin, after the game was over, said you should be proud of how hard your girls fought. And
yep.
I just told the girls, look at the scoreboard. I mean, 25-15.
Yep.
Usually we come in here in the playoffs, and we just absolutely fall apart and let them stomp all over us. We've walked away with scores of 7-5. And we didn't want to settle.
No, but that third set, man, you can see they were hungry.
Yeah, they were hungry
for
more.
They weren't going to give up.
Yep.
That's what I kept saying. They're not giving up.
No, not at all. And they just have a lot of fight, and I am so proud of how hard they've worked all season and how far they've come. When this season started, we had some struggles. We had some ups and downs. We started with a loss against Clinton Graceful Beardsley on the road. And so we could have taken our heads and hung them and just let it go. But we came out and we played as hard as we possibly could tonight.
That's right. Well, unfortunately, the season ends only with a win is the state champion, right?
Right, absolutely. There's not enough medals for all of us.
And, you know, you got to give credit. They're
an
outstanding program. I know Coach Prune just said a lot of nice things about you and your team and how the improvement that she has seen, she said.
Yes,
and
for them to be able to come and sub players in and just still be able to have that momentum and the mesh between their teammates, just something for them to be proud of as well. They have a good, solid group of players that they play on the floor, but there's also a solid group of players from the bench.
Yep.
Kennedy Arntz, we were just talking at the all-conference meeting. She's come a long way.
Haley says she's the most improved.
Yeah,
player,
absolutely.
So.
She is a stud. Ella Johnson on the outside, Olivia Ferris, Liza Sussner, all over the place. Just a really good, well-coached volleyball team.
All right, let's talk about your seniors, some girls that have put a lot of time in the volleyball program at Dawson Boyd.
Absolutely.
You got five of them, right?
Yes.
Five of them?
Yep,
okay.
Five, and then we had a transfer, so she's a manager for us.
Oh, okay.
Jenna Coyle from Lexmar Valley.
Oh, yeah.
But our five seniors that have been with us throughout the entirety of their career, Haley Anderson, 6 foot middle blocker and right side. This year she made the transition to right side. Good kid, works hard. Actually, all of them, outstanding students in the classroom.
Allie Essling?
Yep, number 12, Allie Essling. She's played libero. She's played outside. She does it all for us. We felt like we needed to finish the season with her on the outside just because she's smart with the ball. She knows where she should put it, and she's somebody we can go to in tight situations. Number 9, setter Rachel Jorgens, didn't get a ton of time this year, but was able to come in off the bench when we needed her and get the girls the ball. Number 10, Emerson Olson, she's a senior as well. She plays right side for us too, so we're very deep in the senior classes in the right side position. So she was another player who didn't get a ton of playing time, but if I had to give an award in my entire career of coaching volleyball, 11 years, she's the best shagger I've ever seen. That girl will stay after practice and shag balls for her teammates.
Who's that?
Emerson Olson.
Oh, okay.
She will be there until 6 o'clock,
awesome.
Shagging balls, and just a really big team player. And then number 5, Ayanna Hasted. She's been a starting middle blocker for us for 5 years. A huge part of our success, and kids aspire to be like Ayanna. And so I couldn't be more proud of how she finished her season as well. Bailey did a nice job getting her the ball when we needed it.
Yeah, some outstanding seniors and got a good core of girls coming back, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have, let's see, 10-ish girls coming back. We've got 3 juniors that were on JV this year, so 13 with them coming back next year. So just a large group of kids that are hungry for more. They've seen what it means to be a Blackjack volleyball player, and their aspirations are high for the future. So I'm really looking forward to see what we can do in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Look at the gym floor. You know, the parents,
still here.
Grandparents are hanging around, hugs, taking pictures. You know, that's what
all
it's about. Building relationships, having fun on the team, right, Haley?
Absolutely. This is what it's all about. We're a family here. I look down. My husband drives our bus. He's got a backpack with Elmo hanging out of the back. And my assistant coach, Amber Omlin, her daughter Harper's here holding my daughter, Palmer. I couldn't be more thankful for Amber and all she's done for our program this year, going from not having an assistant last year to having an additional coach on our squad has just made a world of difference, and she allows me to be a better person every single day.
Yep.
She pushes the kids to be better people. She's a great person, and we're just lucky to have her as well.
All right. Well, Haley, thank you for always taking the time visiting with me when I've done your games this season, and I appreciate it. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the coverage.
Keep it going. You know,
what
did you tell me the other night? You had 7 wins.
7 wins
in?
3 years ago.
8 wins.
Last year, 8 wins.
9.
This year, 9 wins.
And we're
going to
keep.
Next year, we're going for 10.
10 or more. Let's say
right,
10 or more.
10 plus. Absolutely.
10 plus.
10 plus. Hey, under 20 losses. That's a huge accomplishment.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. So, good.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
it. You bet, Haley. Thanks for coming up again. Haley Grittmacher, the head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Hey, we got football for you. Tomorrow I'll be in Olivia with the Dawson Boyd Blackjack football team. It's a 3:00 kickoff at Bold High School, and we'll see what happens there. And this is the semifinals in Section 5A football. The other matchup, Mineota, undefeated at 9-0. They're going to host Camby, and the Lancers have a nice team. They're 6-3, and so the Lancers at Mineota, 3:00 tomorrow afternoon. And as I mentioned, I'll be in Olivia with the Blackjacks. So that's Section 5A football. And then next Tuesday, we've got the semifinal or the quarterfinals in Section 3A volleyball from SMSU and Marshall. We'll have 2 volleyball matches for you, 5:30 and 7. And I see that Camby swept Lakeview tonight, so Camby advances on Tuesday. So with that, I think that'll wrap things up here from Mineota High School. I want to thank UFP Mineota for being our premier sponsor, and also all the section sponsors here on Q92. Without them, these broadcasts wouldn't be possible. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board tonight. And we will see you tomorrow afternoon for Section 5A football from Bold High School, 3:00. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Erickson Chevrolet, Pearson Dawson, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Ludvigson Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Edward Jones and Company, Southwest Insurance Services, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Heather Nursery and Floral, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Appleton Dental Clinic, Prairie Sun Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, CCM Health, Froggatt Auction Real Estate, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Kyle's Small Engine Repair, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, UFP Minneota, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Pete's Electric Motor, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, State Bank of Taunton, The Strand Agency. Section Sports brought to you by Tron Tossel Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustics, American Surplus, Jim's Market in Canby, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Lean Lumber, Larson Tiling, Woodstock Telephone Company, First Security Bank of Canby, Ag Plus Cooperative, Steve Haas, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Bottling Company, NB Golf Cars, Madison Dental Clinic, Appleton Area Health, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Canby Meat Center. Section Sports brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Sturdivant's of Canby, Kluber Law Office, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, B&B Electrical Contractors. Sports brought to you by Klein Insurance Agency in Madison, So Wearable Designs in Appleton, Souther Building Supplies, Canby Farmers Grain, Prins Bank, Minnesota Valley Light and Power, REC, Montevideo, Greater Community Credit Union, Heartland Eye Care, Dawson Dairy Queen, Independent Oil Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, KB's Bar and Grill, Olson Dray Service. Section Sports brought to you by Tofty Auto and Sales, Doug Service and Marine, House of Spirits, Appleton, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jubilee Foods, Gruel Electric, Dawson Truck Parts, Minneota Building Center, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Miller Services Incorporated, Gisselson's Hardware, P.K. Agin's Restaurant, Citizens Alliance Bank, and MBTV Wireless. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92 92.1. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
One by one, they're turning out the lights. I've been feeding that old jukebox just to hold you tight. Guess it's for the best. I just put in my last dime. Heard you whisper we'd meet again, another place, another time.